Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're having a wonderful week. Last week, we discussed the concept of chains of inner silence in our podcast. And today, we're talking about chains of belonging. Let us now consider the important truth. When we are in Christ's presence, it is not our destiny to be alone. In a world that values individuality, the gospel message to us is to foster relationships and embrace new experiences. Typically, chains bring to mind ideas of restriction and a lack of freedom. But what if these chains actually represented our connection with one another? What if they stood for the ties that creates a sense of belonging rather than holding us back? The main point of discussion today is that we should not burden ourselves alone. Our story begins with the early church as described in Acts chapter 2. Imagine the scene. A multitude from various nations gathered in Jerusalem. As the Holy Spirit came upon them, they found themselves able to speak and understand many different languages. The Tower of Babel is resurrected in a way that makes me wonder, but what happens next is equally impressive. Acts 2:42-47 portrays the spirit of this developing community. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer. All the believers were together and shared everything they had. They sold their belongings and property to help those in need. Every day they met in the temple courts and broke bread in their homes with joyful hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Amen. This was not simply a group of friends. It signified a change in the concept of community. They were engaging in shared experiences, linked together by their faith in Christ. They recognized that salvation through the gospel brought them into a new family, fostering a collective responsibility to support each other's challenges. When a member needed assistance, the community responded. This exemplifies their unity's strength, serving as an incredible testament to the world of their faithful connections. This idea did not end with the early church. Paul, a key figure in spreading the gospel, expanded on this idea in his correspondence with the congregations he founded. He uses the striking metaphor, the church as the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 12, he notes that just as a body is singular, yet consists of many parts, all those parts together create one body. Similarly, it is with Christ. He adds that when one part experiences pain, every part feels it as well. Think about it. My hand cannot tell my foot that it is unnecessary. We are interconnected. This connection brings about interdependence. This concept captures the essence of spiritual unity. Paul spoke to the Corinthians about their disconnection, particularly in their gathering. He pointed out the Lord's Supper transcends an ordinary meal. It signifies a sacred moment of togetherness. To join in the meal without recognizing the unity of the body neglects its true significance. In his message to the Galatians, Paul clearly advises in Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. This directive is not simply a suggestion. It embodies the heart of what it means to follow Jesus. The law of Christ represents the principle of love, which is proactive rather than passive. It means entering into another's struggles, standing with them, and helping them to ease their burdens. Reflect on the challenges we face today, such as anxiety, loneliness, financial stress, or sorrow. Society often pressures us to appear strong, to be self-sufficient, and to conceal our weaknesses. Yet this is fundamentally flawed. The early church, as described in Acts, exhibits a more beneficial approach. Paul's letters remind us that genuine strength comes not from isolation, but from our shared humanity and spiritual connection in Christ. By sharing our trials with trusted companions, we find relief for ourselves and enable others to embody the law of Christ. We foster a true community where we participate in each other's joys and sorrows. Now think about this. Who are the people you confide in about your challenges? Who are those whose burdens you are helping to carry? We aren't meant to face life alone. We were made for relationships, communities, and a sense of belonging that goes beyond earthly connections. Let us resolve today to embrace the community God has provided, to be open about our struggles, and to become individuals who support others in their challenges. Because in Christ, these burdens are not intended to weigh us down. Instead, they create a sense of belonging. They unite us not in confinement, but in a love that can withstand all trials. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the reality that we do not have to shoulder our burdens alone. We value the example of the early church and the wisdom found in Paul's writings, which illustrates the nature of being the body of Christ. Help us to be a community willing to share our struggles and support one another through hardship. Grant us the humility to acknowledge our vulnerabilities and the strength to love and assist those around us. May our togetherness be a testament to your love in the world. Bind us together through your Holy Spirit so we can experience the strength of shared burdens and the joy of authentic community. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on contentment in chains, unlocking joy beyond your circumstances. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.